I am joined by Terry Robinson from the Eastside Parkways Coalition. Of course, the coalition has their eyes on Humboldt Parkway and the 33 tunnel, but if you do one, you're going to have to do some work on the surrounding area as well, and that will include the 198, and that's what we're focusing on, Terry. Tell me what the plans are for the future of the 198. What is the coalition focusing on?
So if we were to replace or restore the Humboldt Parkway, which is the parkway section from Agassiz Circle there at Delaware Park, at Parkside and Humboldt, where it meets there, the circle, all the way to the Museum of Science, so that you had that original Olmsted Parkway restored, replaced, that the problem comes in to where it meets the 198 and what's going to happen there, right? So our vision, at least my vision, from the start with the restore the parkway vision was to restore the original Olmsted Parkway from the Agassiz Circle to the Museum of Science, and so that you could walk from park to park as the original parkway system was. That's kind of the nut of the thing right now.
So it would pretty much be, hey, we gotta do something with the 33, so naturally something has to be done to the 198, right, essentially? It would just be...
You know what? And I hate to throw this in there, but just so you understand, too, at the same time, you know what is working along with this is the concept of that combined sewer overflow project. You've got that. And you really, really, when you look at it, and it's kind of simple, actually, but you've got the Skagitwa Creek, you've got the Skagitwa Expressway, and you've got the 33 Expressway, and they kind of all meet at this central point. And if you do one, you should do it in such a way that you're thinking about all the others.
Mm-hmm. You've told me a little bit about the early plans. Of course, the focus right now with the Humboldt Parkway is on the health of residents. Does that play into anything? Is there a similar vein for the 198, or is it strictly just for continuation purposes?
When you look at the whole thing, and there is the health issue, but my issue, being a preservationist, being a historian, being a guy who's lived here for seven decades, is what I call the sense of place, mm-hmm. which involves both the health and involves the economic and involves the historic. It's so much more than just looking at those immediate, if you will, epidemiological effects, the low life expectancy, the high cancer rate, all of those things that would be going on. We're also looking at and should be looking at the sustainability, the climate change, the environmental aspect of it is more, if you will, broad than just the health effects. And it reflects that in a wider, deeper, broader sense and longer. Because you're talking now, if you're talking, you're talking time, you're talking space, you're talking connectivity, how this affects other people regionally, all of that planning that's involved in this thing, because they've already included the Kensington Expressway project. That was included in the 5-year capital budget for the Department of Transportation that was passed in the 22-23 fiscal year, right? So the money is there, but and that's part of the big thing here, is the money to do the project right is already there.
The 198, right? The 198 project?
You could do the 198, mm-hmm. you could do the 33, and you could actually invest at the same time in the rail project, light rail project from the airport to downtown. You could do all of those things with the money that is presently on the table for what will, generously speaking, be a $2 billion, you know, tunnel project.
Yeah. Well, I have one more for you here, Terry. Have you gotten any public feedback at this point on expanding your vision to the 198? Or do you think maybe it's just, hey, it's natural, people will expect it?
Well, we haven't gotten, in a way, we've gotten feedback from, here's just what has happened lately. You've got the Partnership for the Public Good, promoting the resolution that they have that is calls for Restore Humboldt Parkway. We just, this last week, got a commitment from the New York State Preservation League that put this Humboldt Parkway project on their statewide seven to save for this 25-26 year. So you've got the Partnership for the Public Good, you've got the Preservation League of Western New York, and we have the Western New York Environmental Alliance now saying that this will be part of our campaign for the coming year. So you've got an environmental, a preservation, and a public interest group, all of which are sort of aligned on this basic, what I'll call shorthand, the one road concept. That one road concept goes back to Charlie Fisher and those guys with the Skajakwita Corridor Coalition and hammering this out like 10, 12, 15 years ago. So that one road going from the Elm Oak Arterial to the Humboldt Parkway restoration to the 198 Skajakwita Corridor thing is really it's the cheapest, it's the fastest, it's the most practical, and it's the best long-term sustainable option.
Excellent. All right, Terry, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.